This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
See, I've been duped. I have been duped already. This is not what I was told. I was not told that. I was told that we had somebody else that was going to be on at 1 o'clock today instead of Shaletta Brundage. I don't know.
Well, not possible.
I was told by Chad Hartman and Dave Harrigan that if I filled in today, that Vice President Kamala Harris will be on today with me. Sorry.
Well, you know, I'm probably a better get. I'm just saying. You know, I know her social media is popping right now, but mine has always been popping, right?
But I just saw you.
You did.
I just saw you on the weekend outside of working hours.
Right, and you know, if we had tried to plan that, it would not have happened. Sometimes it's just better to let it ride. If I had tried to coordinate with you that we were going to meet up at the Rondo celebration and that we were going to hang out and enjoy MC Light and Rakim together, we'd have had 50-11 reasons why. Where you going to be? Where I'm going to be? How we going to get there? Where you going to park? Where I'm going to park? What time? And it just so happens, this is how Jesus does things, that I walk right up on you. And then we were able to just hang out and enjoy the MC Light concert.
No, you smelled me.
You know, I did. And I was telling Dave Harrigan, and nothing I want better than to be in the studio today, because otherwise I'm smelling Hartman. You know, I know what Hartman smells like. It's real Hartman-y up in there on Fridays, okay? I know that scent. I know that aroma, okay? Some people
what
may call
it aroma?
A stench.
I don't know. I'm not.
Some people call it a stench. I wouldn't say that, right? Because I would call it an aroma. right? But I enjoy smelling your cologne. You know, you walk into the room, it's there. You know, Henry Lake is there because it smells so good.
Hey, you, but, and, you and the family, y'all were doing it. Y'all were hanging out, man.
We were hanging out, and I said, Lord, I know what he's going to tell me. He's going to tell me, see, I told you and Sean weren't divorced because y'all hanging out at the concert together, y'all dancing together. I was like, I already know what he's going to say.
I introduced Sean to my friends as your husband. Are you telling me?
I heard you.
Is that supposed to be inaccurate, or I don't understand?
It's an ex-husband, okay? This is past tense. It's not February, but it's still Black History. And I thought, I was like, oh, my God. When Henry Lake see us out here, he is going to go back to... And I said, it's your little husband, it's Sean. I was like, listen at him, Jesus. He act like ain't no paperwork down at the court.
Wait, Sean didn't say anything?
We don't never say nothing. We tried to correct y'all 5,100 times. Mm. Y'all don't listen. Y'all think just because we hang out together, sometimes we sleep in the same bed, that we still married. But that is not the case.
See,
How am I ever going to find a new man?
Time out. Dave, you should have seen Dave Harrigan's eyebrows. After you said, hold it, y'all sleeping the same, y'all definitely together. I mean, come on now. Why are you playing games?
I'm not playing games. This was just for birthday. I think it was birthday. What was the Dave Harrigan that we were talking about birthdays, and if he was going to get like a special treat for his birthday, and then Dave played a special song because they were nosy and wanted to get in my business. What's that, birthday or Father's Day or something? I can't remember what it was.
I think it was a random Wednesday, probably, it sounds like.
I peed on myself a little bit.
All right, so I want to get to a serious topic because this part just, I don't understand it. I don't know why it bothers people, but the childless cat lady remarks from J.D. Vance.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, Lord.
I had to ask you about that because why? I just don't understand why women are attacked in that way, because when a man doesn't have any children, it's not viewed the same. To this point, I've not been lucky enough to be married. I've not been in a relationship that has produced a child yet. I'm still holding out hope that that will happen, that that will occur as I get up into being an elderly man. But I digress. What did you make of those remarks?
So insulting. There was a million other things that he could have said. It was just so insulting. They are just going to the bottom of the barrel to not just insult one woman, but to be insulting to all women. And, you know, I know too many women who have tried for years and spent thousands of dollars to have children. And, you know, to have someone insult you because you don't have children, it's so bottom of the barrel-ish. And I'm hoping that that's not where we're taking, not just this campaign, but our country, that, you know, women are judged by the number of children that they do or don't have. You know, women are so accomplished. You know, Black women are the number one new entrepreneur base in the country. More Black women are starting businesses than any other group in the history of the country. You look at what's happening in corporate America now. They just listed out the CEOs, and it was so good to see my white sisters on the list of CEOs in this country and in C-suites, you know, across the Twin Cities.
Yeah.
You see more women in those places making decisions, being bosses. And so to have, you know, your womanhood or your strength or your character based on the number of children you have, it's taking us back to the 1920s when, you know, 9-10 children was what made you a woman.
And
a husband made you a woman. It's so insulting.
Yeah, it is insulting. And quite frankly, look, children aren't for everybody. Like, I want to be a father. Trust me, I absolutely want to be a father with the right person, right? I want to have kids. But it's not for everybody. I have friends that say, that have been steadfast, they've said for years, I don't want children. And quite frankly, there are people out there that are producing a bunch of children that shouldn't be producing any.
Can we just break it all the way down? I got four of them, and sometimes I wake up and don't want to be a mama. You hear mama 15 times before 7 o'clock in the morning, and you're like, you know what? Call me Miss Shaletta. I don't want to be your mama anymore. But it's such a double standard because you would never look at a man and say, oh, here's a childless guy. Here's a guy who doesn't have any kids.
Yep.
Oh, well, I bet he's got three or four dogs at the house, or he goes fishing all the time. And as an insult to that man, when a guy doesn't have kids, you're like, oh, man doesn't have any kids. I bet he's hanging out at the bar all the time. But for whatever reason, you think that because a woman doesn't have kids and she's got cats at home, we got stuff to do. We're changing the world. We're making things better for the next generation of women so that they don't feel like they have to be tied down to a man they don't love, having kids they don't want, doing things that they don't want to do.
Yeah, I just don't, you know. And when you look at some of these individuals out here, like, what do you call it, like a Tyreek Hill, the football player for the Miami Dolphins, he's having enough kids for all of us. He got enough kids for you,
baby,
me, and Dave Harrigan. My goodness.
Two, three, four folks. Okay, the whole third floor of the building. And, you know, it's taking us back to a time that we don't want to ever revisit. You know, so many women whose names are not in the history books have, you know, brought us out of those dark ages into a point where we can be and do whatever it is that we want to be and do, including run for president of the United States of the whole America, if we so choose. And to have our value tied to the number of children we have or how many cats we're raising, it's just, you know, it's just so insulting.
Yeah. Shaletta, I need you to hold through a break. I'm going to come back to you. More of Shaletta Brundage on the Chad Hartman Show coming up next.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the Markable Fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
All right, welcome back to the Chad Hartman Show. Henry Lake in for Chad. Shaletta Brundage joining. It's a feisty Friday. You know, funny story, Dave Harrigan. I've never told you this. But Shaletta, she thought she was going to do me a solid, do me a favor. She thought she might have been slick a few years ago. And Shaletta was efforting, because she's the podcast queen, right? That she was going to connect me with somebody that she thought might be a fit for me through her podcast, right?
Oh, a relationship fit? That's what we're talking about?
Yeah.
Not professional?
Mm-hmm. Little did she know that we had a history already. Ain't that right, Shaletta?
Well, I mean, I would think that would really solidify the fact that I am really good at matchmaking, because somebody that I thought would be a great fit for you is somebody that you have already hung out with extensively. I was like, my meter is really dinging right now, because I had several ladies on my podcast network, and I just happened to show a picture of Lake to somebody. And she was like, oh, he's, I said, you know what, he is single. But you know what, you are not a good fit for him. I think she would be a good fit for him. And so I called she, and I called he, and I didn't know that they had already.
Yeah. To your surprise.
I was like, and put his phone number down. She was like, it's already saved in the system.
It's already been blocked.
I got that number and the email address, right? And the home address. She got more information than I got. Like, Lindsay Peterson, come up off that home address. He was like, Shaletta, we can't do that. Come up off that home address.
Oh, yeah. She
oh, my God.
That's pretty funny. That is
okay, so I have something that I'm working on, guys.
Okay.
And I've gotten pretty good at it. I am going to be throwing out the first pitch at the St. Paul Saints game on August the 8th.
Hey!
And I have seen video, though, that has been quite frightening. I saw Stephen A. Smith try to throw out a game. I saw our Vikings quarterback. Did you see him try to throw out that first pitch? Did you see what happened?
Yeah, I was there.
Okay.
When it was him and Dallas Turner. They both threw pitches.
Yes, and did you see his pitch? Did you see what happened?
You know who you should Google and pitch just like them?
No.
You should pitch just like 50 Cent.
No, I've seen that. No, see, that's exactly what I'm trying to avoid, Henry. Like, I have been like, I was like, no, I'm not going to get embarrassed. So my neighbor, Mr. Phil Kimmel, he's been working with me every day after the kids get out of camp. And I am doing a really good job. So I don't know if y'all got busy on August 8th, but if you want to come to the St. Paul Saints CHS field and watch me throw out the first pitch, I'm doing a really awesome job. I can go from the front door of the house. See, I live in Cottage Grove, so we have the mailboxes on the end of the street. And right now, my fastball goes all the way, straight up, all the way from the front porch to the mailbox. So we've been working on this. Now, the problem that I'm having, and I don't know if you all have ever seen this, y'all are more sports aficionados than I am, can you twerk in baseball? Because Mr. Phil is telling me there's no twerking in baseball. So what I want to do when I finish throwing out the first pitch, if it makes it over the mound, I want a twerk celebration. I want a twerk-a-bration.
Well, this is the deal. I've seen it happen. And it was
twerking?
It was Megan Thee Stallion. But now Megan Thee Stallion is a little bit more athletic than you are, though.
That's true. And younger.
Yeah.
And younger. But I want to make sure that I'm not setting the precedence, because Mr. Field told me that I cannot twerk after I pitch the ball. I've already been not only practicing my pitch, but my twerk celebration. And he's telling me, no, don't do it. And so,
yeah,
so
the Saints, yeah, I don't know.
But the Saints, they got the Ozempic. They always doing fun stuff. You know, they're the team that's
they have the what?
Ozempic. They're The mascot for the St. Paul Saints is the pig, okay, and they called it Ozempig, and then everybody who was on Ozempig got mad.
Yeah,
I love it. I was like, that's like brilliant. I'm mad that I didn't think of it. So I don't know. So thumbs up or thumbs down on the twerking celebration after I throw out the first piece?
Thumbs down. Dave?
Dave Harrigan?
I go thumbs down, not only for the, I mean, we're talking about a family environment.
It's a family environment. It's more family there than with the twins.
It sounds to me like you've got enough to worry about right now, just getting the pitch anywhere near home plate. So I think just focus on that.
She's
leave
focused
the celebration.
On the
twerking. You know, if the celebration happens after and it's spontaneous, yeah, that'll happen, but don't make a plan.
All right. I can't believe you guys both gave me the thumbs down on twerking.
Now this is going to be an awkward transition, but we're going to make the awkward transition nonetheless because, you know, we've been having a good time. We've been talking and joking around or whatever, but I do want to ask you about something super serious.
Yes.
And I'm going to be extremely transparent here on the radio and say that I have not efforted to see the entire video of Sonya Massey being shot and killed by the officer in Illinois, Sean Grayson. And the reason why is just because I'm not in a place where I want to see that. I'm not in a place that, because I've read the accounts of what happened. It's just hard to even talk about it, to be honest with you, because I've seen bits and pieces, and I've seen the part where she's standing away from him and he just draws his gun and, you know, right before he shoots her. And I couldn't watch. How are you feeling, Shaletta? Because I think that as an African-American male, there's a lot of things that happen in society that way that are traumatizing. And I'm not trying to reopen a whole bunch of wounds, but certain things just continue to happen, and it's problematic.
Well, you know, it reminded me to talk to my children. You know, I have Andrew's getting ready to go to college. He's going to be away from us. He's not going to have to report home every night. And so it was a reminder that we need to revisit those conversations with our kids, especially our young adult men who are going out into this world. And I'm like you, Henry, I haven't watched it. I don't want to see another black person killed by a police officer who is not threatening. The officer does not have a gun or a weapon. You know, and as we see now, the judicial process is taking place. Yeah, she's in her home. And you know, I work with the police department. I work with Minneapolis and St. Paul Police to recruit more black people to join the force and consider careers in policing. But, you know, what do you tell your children? You know, do you tell them to call 911? Because instead of being the victim and calling for help, you may be putting yourself in a dangerous situation. And so, you know, then we have to say, well, what do you do after that? You know, because this keeps happening. You know, this keeps happening, and, you know, we want to march, and we want to rally, and we want legislation, and they still haven't passed the George Floyd legislation. You know, Congress still did not do that. And so, you know, we have to keep ourselves safe. Yeah. And so as a family, you know, we have to create some rules and some processes so that if something happens, then you run and you go and find the neighbor, the trusted neighbor, and let them call. If something happens and it's not this type of emergency, then you know, you go get that neighbor and they'll come over and they'll help you. They'll know what to do. You know, I think about my children and all of our children because we're still fighting battles that our grandparents fought. And it shouldn't be. It should not be that way. This should not be a situation where we're about to vote for the first African-American woman on a major party ticket for president of the United States of America while black women are getting killed by police officers. And as you can see through this, you know, judicial process, this officer is being charged. So obviously somebody thinks something wrong happened here. And how are police departments across the country going to learn from this? Is anything going to be done? These are not isolated incidents. This is not one bad apple. If you're afraid of black women, then you need to step yourself off of the police force. If you don't like working with black people, if you don't like black people, then you should be carrying a badge and a gun policing black communities and black people, because we want our police officers friendly. We want our police officers a part of our community. We want our police officers to care. When we say Black Lives Matter, it is not a slogan. That means Andrew Brundage's life matters. Henry Lake's life matters. Brandon Cameron and Daniel Brundage, their lives matter. And so it's not a slogan. It's not a T-shirt. It's not a rallying cry. You know, we want our people to live and to not be gunned down like it's target practice.
Yeah, it's just a very, very, very tragic and senseless situation. Hey, Shaletta, thank you so much for joining us here on the show. I know it's a feisty Friday. Any big plans for the weekend?
I got my show tomorrow from noon to 3. I have no idea who's coming on because I haven't lined up a guest. I'm hoping Dave Harrigan has some spares from today that, you know, he can hook me up with. I don't know. I haven't planned anything yet.
He said no. He said no. All right, Shaletta, we'll be listening.
All right, love you guys.
All right, take care. That's Shaletta Brundage. Check her out tomorrow from noon until 3. All right, coming up next, hey, we just had Big Ten Media Day. Go for football. What is it going to look like this season? We've got the expanded Big Ten. We're going to talk to former Gopher great Daryl Thompson. He joins us next year. Henry Lake in for Chad Hartman. Oh, before you know it, we'll be back at Huntington Bank watching college football, watching the Minnesota Golden Gophers the same way that everybody's getting excited about the Vikings and training camp. Getting excited for some college football as well. We'll talk about that and some other things with our next guest here on the show, courtesy of the John Schuster Coal Banker Hotline. That will be former Gopher great and radio analyst Daryl Thompson joining us here on The Good Neighbor. How you doing, Daryl?
I'm doing well. A little tired, you know, a couple days in Indy. A lot of listening to football coaches talk about their team and next season. A lot of hope, a lot of optimism, and four new additions to our conference. So it's, you know, it's an interesting time in the Big Ten.
Yeah, and I wanted to start there. It's a great segue. The expanding of the Big Ten, taking in so many teams from the West Coast. What's your thoughts on that? What do you make of the Big Ten now? Because now when you talk about the Big Ten, you've got 18 teams. That's a massive Power Five conference.
Washington, Oregon, UCLA, USC. So we're coast to coast right now.
Yeah, we are.
You know, we start in Rutgers in Maryland. We can finish it down there with, you know, kind of hit Oregon. You get Nebraska and Michigan and Ohio State in the middle. And, of course, us, Minnesota. And then you can just buzz on down to, you know, Southern California and catch a game. So now for the real football fanatics like myself, we can watch football on Saturday from noon to midnight. And what more can anyone ask?
But what about the travel even for you? Because it's not just about the teams, but, I mean, you are a broadcaster and you're going to be going to these different places. It's going to be a lot more airplane miles for you, right?
You know what it is? You know, I feel more for the other sports. So, like, football is primarily played on Saturday.
Yeah.
We play early in the season. We play a, you know, a Thursday night game, then you play, like, a Friday night game, which is kind of wrong because it kind of messes with high school football. But that is what it is. But we're talking about, you know, basketball teams. And I had a daughter that played volleyball in college. So, you know, she played a game at, you know, at Maryland or at, you know, hypothetically Oregon or UCLA, and you play at 7. You don't get on the plane till, you know, say 10 o'clock, you're going to get in your back to your dorm room at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
On Wednesday. So, I mean, that's a tough deal for the conference, and money is what it's about. So, I mean, it's, you know, we have expanded viewership. We have more recruiting. We have more name, image, likeness. We have more opportunity for these young men and young ladies to play their sport. And just means we're going to have to try to be as conscious as possible to sports in general. We played UNLV, we played USC, we played Oregon State. So, I mean, we played on the West Coast before. You just had to try to be mindful. And then when you really think about one of those teams coming, we're in the middle at least. So we either, we lose 2 hours or we gain an hour, right?
Yeah.
But if you're Oregon or USC, you're going to go play a game at Rutgers at noon, which is basically like 9 o'clock in the morning, your time. So body clock wise, so it's going to be a challenge for all of us. We just have to figure out and adjust. And the schedule maker's got to work with it, and the TV's got to work with it, and we just have to figure out a way to make it all work.
Yeah, we're talking to former Golden Gopher Darryl Thompson here on the Chad Harbin Show on News Talk 830 WCCO. All right, what are reasonable expectations for the Gophers? I don't know what the expectations are. I know that the expectation is that you go out there, you give your best effort, you try to win every single game. But in terms of wins and losses, I don't know what that looks like for the Gophers. What was kind of the chatter? What was the feel around media days?
Well, I think that the chatter is, considerable confidence from Max Brosnan, our quarterback. You know, he's a modern quarterback. He's spending time with the coaches. He's spending time with his offensive line. He's spending time with the receivers. And he is, he's hands-on. He's a leader. And he's someone that PJ trusts. So I do believe this year they're going to throw the ball more. They have more confidence in him. Throwing the ball, handling the protections up front. Obviously, hand the ball off to Darius Taylor. Darius Taylor's probably one of the top two or three running backs in the Big Ten at a minimum, and probably a top, probably 6 to 10 running back in the United States in college football right now. So, I mean, that means he's obviously has pro potential. He's got the size, the speed, the athleticism to be able to, play on Sundays as well. So they're going to hand the ball off to him plenty. He's going to have well over 1,000 yards. And, then it's up to see where the defense kind of, learns and grows, and a healthy Cody Lindenberg and Smalley coming back in the secondary, we should be pretty good.
Well, where do you think that we fall in the conference? And then that's actually a difficult question to answer, because the Big Ten preseason poll, the Gophers are sitting there right at 12 out of the 18 teams. But in an article that I'm looking at right now, they have various different topics, and one of the topics and one of the headlines it says, Wisconsin, Maryland, and Minnesota were picked too high, while Nebraska and Michigan State were underrated. So there's a difference of opinions from probably a various different sites and sources and reporters. But where do you think the Gophers, how high in the Big Ten they could end up?
Probably just a little higher than that. I got to be realistic. I definitely look through my maroon-colored glasses when I look at the Gophers. Like, we're going to do everything and win every game, but we don't quite have the ammunition. But Coach Flex has done a great job of recruiting. He's got great energy going. I think he's got what he wants to have now. All the guys are on his page, not just, kind of communicating through his language, but also they're actually on his page, which I think is actually it is cool. It's good, and it's what we need, academically, athletically, and then football-wise. So that, to me, those are like the main, and there's, they're pieces for his piece. But for me, it's the football wise, it's academics. And then, let's rock and roll from there. And I think that they're on the same page and willing to go that extra mile and that's what you have to do.
Yeah.
If you're going to be successful in college or professional football, you're going to be willing to put that little bit extra time in and have that trust, because it's always a changing landscape. Very, very much a changing landscape.
Man, I love Saturdays. I love college football. I can't wait till we get to some college football. So I definitely will be making my way to the bank at least a few times here this coming season. I have to go to the Maryland game because that's family. My cousin is married to the offensive line coach for the Maryland Terrapins. So I definitely got to make that game, because I'm not going to hear the end of that if I didn't. Let's transition to something else. Clearly, I think a lot of people know out there that I love to try to support some great organizations through charitable giving and just support of organizations. And one of the organizations I love to support and be attached to in some way is Boulder Options, which is they provide a wellness-based mentoring for middle school youth. And you are the CEO and the president of Boulder Options. And we've known each other for quite some time. And I just like the work that you do and the kids, the positive impacts that your mentors have on these kids' lives. We're doing something for the third year, and it's fun for me. I think it's really fun for you guys, and it tastes great. The Henry Lake cookie with T-Rex cookies is benefiting Boulder Options. And for every person that goes out there, every cookie that is sold, a portion of that, the profits from that goes to Boulder Options. For the people out there that may have heard of Boulder Options one time but don't necessarily know everything that you guys do, Tell them a little bit about what you guys do at Boulder Options.
Well, Boulder Options is in its 31st year as an organization.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I. com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, before you know it, we'll be back at Huntington Bank watching college football. Watching the Minnesota Golden Gophers the same way that everybody's getting excited about the Vikings and training camp. Getting excited for some college football as well. We'll talk about that and some other things with our next guest here on the show, courtesy of the John Schuster Coal Banker Hotline. That will be former Gopher great and radio analyst Daryl Thompson joining us here on The Good Neighbor. How you doing, Daryl?
I'm doing well. A little tired, you know, a couple days in Indy, a lot of listening to football coaches talk about their team and next season, a lot of hope, a lot of optimism, and four new additions to our conference. So it's an interesting time in the Big Ten.
Yeah, and I wanted to start there. It's a great segue. The expanding of the Big Ten, taking in so many teams from the West Coast. What's your thoughts on that? What do you make of the Big Ten now? Because now when you talk about the Big Ten, you've got 18 teams. That's a massive Power 5 conference.
Washington, Oregon, UCLA, USC. So we're coast to coast right now.
Yeah, we are.
You know, we're good. We start in Rutgers in Maryland. We can finish it down there with, kind of hit Oregon. You get Nebraska and Michigan and Ohio State in the middle, and of course us, Minnesota, and then you can just buzz on down to, you know, Southern California and catch a game. So now for the real football fanatics like myself, we can watch football on Saturday from noon to midnight. And what more could anyone ask?
But what about the travel even for you? Because it's not just about the teams, but, I mean, you are a broadcaster and you're going to be going to these different places. It's going to be a lot more airplane miles for you, right?
You know what it is? You know, I feel more for the other sports. So, like, football is primarily played on Saturday.
Yeah.
We play early in the season. We play a Thursday night game, then you play, like, a Friday night game, which is kind of wrong because it kind of messes with high school football. But that is what it is. But we're talking about, you know, basketball teams. And I had a daughter that played volleyball in college. So, you know, she played a game at Maryland or at, hypothetically, Oregon or UCLA, and you play at 7. You don't get on the plane till, you know, I'll say 10 o'clock. You're going to get back to your dorm room at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
On Wednesday. So, I mean, that's a tough deal for the conference, and money is what it's about. So, I mean, it's, you know, we have expanded viewership. We have more recruiting. We have more name, image, likeness. We have more opportunity for these young men and young ladies to play their sport. And just means we're going to have to try to be as conscious as possible to sports in general. We played UNLV, we played USC, we played Oregon State. So, I mean, we played on the West Coast before. You just had to try to be mindful. And then when you really think about one of those teams coming, we're in the middle at least. So we either lose 2 hours or we gain an hour, right?
Yeah. Yep.
But
yep.
if you're Oregon or USC, you're going to go play a game at Rutgers at noon, which is basically like 9 o'clock in the morning. Your time, so body clock wise, so it's going to be a challenge for all of us. We just have to figure out and adjust, and the schedule maker's got to work with it, and the TV's got to work with it, and we just have to figure out a way to make it all work.
Yeah, we're talking to former Golden Gopher Daryl Thompson here on the Chad Harbin Show on News Talk 830 WCCO. All right, what are reasonable expectations for the Gophers? I don't know what the expectations are. I know that the expectation is that you go out there, you give your best effort, you try to win every single game. But in terms of wins and losses, I don't know what that looks like for the Gophers. What was kind of the chatter? What was the feel around media days?
Well, I think that the chatter is, considerable confidence for Max Brosnan, our quarterback. You know, he's a modern quarterback. He's spending time with the coaches. He's spending time with his offensive linemen. He's spending time with his receivers. And he is, he's hands-on. He's a leader. And he's someone that PJ trusts. So I do believe this year they're going to throw the ball more. They have more confidence in him throwing the ball, handling the protections up front, and obviously hand the ball off to Darius Taylor. Darius Taylor's probably one of the top two or three running backs in the Big Ten at a minimum, and probably a top, probably 6 to 10 running back in the United States in college football right now. So, I mean, that means he has pro potential. He's got the size, the speed, the athleticism to be able to, you know, play on Sundays as well. So they're going to hand the ball off to him plenty. He's going to have well over 1,000 yards. And, then it's up to see where the defense kind of, learns and grows, and a healthy Cody Lindenberg and Smalley coming back in the secondary, we should be pretty good.
Where do you think that we fall in the conference? And then that's actually a difficult question to answer, because the Big Ten preseason poll, the Gophers are sitting there right at 12 out of the 18 teams. But in an article that I'm looking at right now, they have various different topics, and one of the topics and one of the headlines, it says, Wisconsin, Maryland, and Minnesota were picked too high, while Nebraska and Michigan State were underrated. So there's a difference of opinions from probably a various different sites and sources and reporters. But where do you think the Gophers, how high in the Big Ten they could end up?
Probably just a little higher than that. You know, I got to be realistic. You know, I definitely look through my maroon-colored glasses when I look at the Gophers. Like, we're going to do everything and win every game, but we don't quite have the ammunition. But Coach Flex done a great job of recruiting. He's got great energy going. I think he's got what he wants to have now. All the guys are on his page, not just, kind of communicating through his language, but also they're actually on his page, which yeah. I think is actually pretty, is it not pretty, it is cool. It's good, and it's what we need you know, academically, athletically, and then football-wise. You know, so that to me, those are like the main, and there's, you know, other pieces for his piece. But for me, it's the football wise, it's academics. And then, you know, let's rock and roll from there. And I think that they're on the same page and willing to go that extra mile is, and that's what you have to do.
Yeah.
If you're going to be successful in college or professional football, you're going to be willing to put that little bit extra time in and have that trust because it's always, it's a changing landscape. Very, very much a changing landscape.
Man, I love Saturdays. I love college football. I can't wait till we get to some college football. So I definitely will be making my way to the bank at least a few times here this coming season. I have to go to the Maryland game because that's family. My cousin is married to the offensive line coach for the Maryland Terrapins. So I definitely got to make that game because I'm not going to hear the end of that if I didn't. Let's transition to something else. Clearly, I think a lot of people know out there that I love to try to support some great organizations through charitable giving and just support of organizations. And one of the organizations I love to support and be attached to in some way is Boulder Options, which is they provide a wellness-based mentoring for middle school youth. And you are the CEO and the president of Boulder Options. And we've known each other for quite some time. And I just like the work that you do and the kids, the positive impacts that your mentors have on these kids' lives. We're doing something for the third year, and it's fun for me. I think it's really fun for you guys, and it tastes great. The Henry Lake cookie with T-Rex cookies is benefiting Boulder Options. And for every person that goes out there, every cookie that is sold, a portion of that the profits from that goes to Boulder Options. For the people out there that may have heard of Boulder Options one time but don't necessarily know everything that you guys do, tell them a little bit about what you guys do at Boulder Options.
Well, Boulder Options is in its 31st year as an organization. Started here in Minneapolis, spread into St. Paul, and now we're in Rochester. We serve youth 10 to 14 years old. Our goal is to introduce them to a healthy lifestyle through running, biking, tutoring, homework, and we call our four pillars, you know, really introducing the young ladies and young men, because we're 50-50 as far as the participants in our program, to a healthy lifestyle and through having a positive role model involved in their life, spending time every single week with this young lady or this young man and having a positive role model makes a huge difference in the life of a young person. And that's what we all need. And that's one of the things that drew us together. I remember you were at a previous employer, and I remember hearing you talk about when you were working in the schools, and we kind of bumped into each other, and now we've been able to serve on a few boards together. And, you know, with the help of, T-Rex cookies, we've raised, you know, all pretty close to $7,000 or $8,000 over the last, you know, 2.5 or 3 years. So that's a significant amount of money. So really, really appreciate, Tina and her team at T-Rex Cookies helping us raise money and awareness. And your cookie's pretty darn good. It's got a little, you know, niche. You got that little bit of liquor in there, and you got the chocolate, and it's hard to go wrong. It's definitely a hit. So hopefully people will be buying those cookies in August, because Boulder Options gets a percentage of the proceeds out of that. So
a great,
very generous of all of you.
A great cookie for a great cause. I mean, it tastes great. Even the producer earlier today, he says, "Man, that cookie it does taste pretty darn good." David, you mentioned that to me earlier.
There's coconut in it too, right?
Yes, there
and
is.
I think I told you last year when this came around, your cookie is the only thing I've ever liked coconut in.
That's awesome.
I don't know how you did it, but it's unbelievable.
It's me. That's what it is. Well, hey, let's raise a bunch of money. Let's sell a bunch of cookies, Daryl. And for the listening audience, the cookie will be sold the entire month of August up until Labor Day. So just go to T-Rex Cookies and be able to buy the Henry Lake, and those proceeds will go to Boulder Options. Hey, Daryl, man, it's always a pleasure to have you on the show to talk football and things that really matter outside of football as well.
Hey, Henry, appreciate you. Appreciate Tina Rexing and the cookies. So it's a win-win all the way around. Thank you very much. Take care.
All right, take care. That's Daryl Thompson joining us here on The Good Neighbor. All right, we'll take a break and we'll wrap up hour two on the Chad Hartman Show. 1:54, it's that Lindus Construction time check. Time to get a complimentary roof inspection and get 75% off installation labor on GAF asphalt shingles. What is your favorite sweet treat? Because this is how I rank them. This is my top three.
Okay.
Ice cream is at the top. And I have the ice cream with Sebastian Joe's, which is actually out now. It's out right now.
Great.
Supporting the TB1 Fund, the Rebound Club, multiple different organizations that feed into things that happen at Masonic Children's Hospital. Go check it out. Any of the locations, you can buy pints. Ice cream's at the top. Second is donuts. Third is cookies.
It's a very strong list. Ice cream, I mean, obviously, it depends on flavor. And if it's chocolate, I'm in. That's my, don't give me fruity.
Really?
I don't like fruity stuff.
You don't like fruity ice cream?
No, I really don't.
Oh.
It's fine, but especially if you get the fake fruity flavors.
What did the fruit do to you?
I'm just a chocolate kid. Always been. Can't turn it down. That's why, I mean, like, just candy. Just give me a bag of M&Ms and I'm seventh heaven. But ice cream is right up near the top, if not number one. I'm also a sucker for a good, dense, rich cake or brownie. All in on that.
See, that's the thing that I'm not anti-cake, but cake is... I like pie more than cake.
See, that's insane.
Really?
Yeah. I think a great... I mean, again, it's chocolate, but a great chocolate cake better than any pie, and I don't think it's
close.
Ooh,
better than a spectacular strawberry rhubarb?
Yep.
Better than an apple?
Yep.
My mom
makes a killer strawberry rhubarb. Love you, Ma. It's great, but if you make a great chocolate cake, I'm going that way.
Man, I'm not going to say it's controversial. It's not controversial, but
maybe you need a Henry Lake pie. Maybe that's your next bit.
Ooh, who should I do a pie with?
You could find a bakery around town that I'm sure would love to partner with you.
I really could, yeah. And then, I've got another organization that does great work in the school systems with kids that I could tie it into. I'd love that. That'd be pretty dope. All right, coming up next, another guest. You hear him all the time. His name is Matthew Collar from Purple Insider. Let's talk some Vikings football. Training camp has begun to kick off the final hour of the Chad Harbin Show. 154, it's that Lindus Construction time check. Time to get a complimentary roof inspection and get 75% off installation labor on GAF asphalt shingles. What is your favorite sweet treat? Because this is how I rank them. This is my top three.
Okay.
Ice cream is at the top. And I have the ice cream with Sebastian Joe's, which is actually out now. It's out right now.
Great.
Supporting the TB1 Fund, the Rebound Club, multiple different organizations that feed into things that happen at Masonic Children's Hospital. Go check it out. Any of the locations, you can buy pints. Ice cream's at the top. Second is donuts. Third is cookies.
It's a very strong list. Ice cream, I mean, obviously, it depends on flavor. And if it's chocolate, I'm in. That's my, don't give me fruity.
Really?
I don't like fruity stuff.
You don't like fruity ice cream?
No, I really don't.
Oh.
It's fine, but especially if you get the fake fruity flavors.
What did the fruit do to you?
I'm just a chocolate kid. Always been. Can't turn it down. That's why, I mean, like, just candy. Just give me a bag of M&Ms and I'm seventh heaven. But ice cream is right up near the top, if not number one. I'm also a sucker for a good, dense, rich cake or brownie. All in on that.
See, that's the thing that I'm not anti-cake, but cake is... I like pie more than cake.
See, that's insane.
Really?
Yeah. I think a great... I mean, again, it's chocolate, but a great chocolate cake better than any pie, and I don't think it's
ooh,
close.
Better than a spectacular strawberry rhubarb?
Yep.
Better than an apple?
Yep.
My mom makes
a killer strawberry rhubarb. Love you, Ma. It's great, but if you make a great chocolate cake, I'm going that way.
Man, I'm not going to say it's controversial. It's not controversial, but
maybe you need a Henry Lake pie. Maybe that's your next bit.
Ooh, who should I do a pie with?
You could find a bakery around town that I'm sure would love to partner with you.
I really could, yeah. And then, I've got another organization that does great work in the school systems with kids that I could tie it into. I'd love that. That'd be pretty dope. All right, coming up next, another guest. You hear him all the time. His name is Matthew Collar from Purple Insider. Let's talk some Vikings football. Training camp has begun to kick off the final hour of the Chad Hartman Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.